and your faithful. Today is the fifth Sunday after Easter. There's also Mother's Day. Thus, I would like to wish all of our mothers a very happy and blessed Mother's Day. The epistle for today's Mass is taken from the Epistle of St. James, chapter 1. Dearly beloved, be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if a man be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he shall be compared to a man beholding his own countenance in a glass. For he beheld himself, and went his way, and presently forgot what manner of man he was. But when he that hath looked into the perfect law of liberty, and hath continued therein, not becoming a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. And if any man think himself to be religious, not bridling his tongue, but deceiving his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Religion clean and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their tribulation, and to keep oneself unspotted from this world. And the Holy Gospel. It's taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 16. At that time Jesus saith to his disciples, Amen, amen, I say to you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto you have not asked anything in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken to you in Proverbs. The hour cometh when I will no more speak to you in Proverbs, but will show you plainly of the Father. In that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not to you that I will ask the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came from God. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples say to him, Behold, now thou speakest plainly, and speakest no proverb. Now we know that thou knowest all things, and thou needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. As far as the words of today's Holy Gospel. Woman, behold thy son. Son, behold thy mother. Words taken from the Gospel of St. John. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, one day a woman went to the Angel of Life. She approached the angel with a sparkle of expectant hope in her eye. I have come for my child, the woman said eagerly. I have come a long and hard way. Please give me my child. Just a moment, answered the angel slowly. Your child is here, a beautiful little boy. But first you must pay for it. The woman was surprised. Pay for it, she replied with a startled tone in her voice. But my husband and I have very little money, and what little we have we will need for the baby. It is not money I want, explained the angel. But nevertheless, I must be paid. Eagerly, the woman asked, What is it then? What is it that you want? The angel replied, What I require is this. I must have some of your health. I must also have a great deal of your time, practically all of it for a few years. And finally, the angel concluded, I require a great deal of your energy, your comfort, much of your peace of mind, and a great portion of your heart. Without a moment's hesitation, the expectant mother handed over all of these priceless things. Calmly, the angel took them and disappeared behind the door of life. A few moments later, he returned. In his arms was a small package. It was a tiny, wriggling bundle. It was the woman's son. Eagerly and without hesitation, she took her baby into her arms and pressed him to her heart. Quickly she thanked the angel and turned to set out on her return journey to this earth. However, as she was turning, the angel gently slipped something upon her head. Surprised, the mother stopped. She realized that she was now wearing a crown. She looked back at the angel in wonderment. "This is my gift to you," explained the angel. "This is the crown of motherhood. This is your reward for the many things you have given up." My dear faithful, every year we set aside the second Sunday of May to honor our mothers. For the vocation of motherhood is indeed a sublime calling. We celebrate Mother's Day to thank our mothers for all that they have done and continue to do for us. For not only do mothers give us life, but after all the pains and sacrifices of bringing us into this world, they spend the rest of their lives taking care of that life. From the cooking, the cleaning, the changing and washing, from the numberless interruptions of sleep during the night, to the long hours of watching during the day, from the hours of anxiety when the child is sick or away at school, or at play and out of mom's sight, to the wearying worries during a child's teenage years. Our mothers have truly labored continually for us. And if this is true of our earthly mothers, how much more so it is true of the Blessed Virgin Mary, our Heavenly Mother. For Mary is truly our mother as well. When our Lord was dying on the cross, he gave his mother to us to be our mother too. Standing at the foot of the cross was Our Lady and St. John. At that moment, St. John represented all mankind. And our Lord looked down from the cross. He looked down upon his mother and said, "Woman, behold thy son." Then he looked at St. John and said, "Behold thy mother." And thus at this moment, Mary became the spiritual mother of all mankind. And how much we owe her, for Mary gave us something far greater than what our earthly mother has given us. For it is through Mary that we receive supernatural life. Through Mary we received our Redeemer. Thus it is through her that we receive the gift of eternal life. And now in heaven, Mary is constantly watching over us, always interceding on our behalf and winning graces for all of her children. My dear faithful, each and every single one of us was once a child. Once your own mother held you in her arms, fed you and washed you, changed your clothes, tucked you into bed at night, kissed your cuts and bruises. Do we ever consider what small return we make for the many sacrifices that our mothers have made for us? Likewise, do we ever consider what small return we make to Our Lady, who sacrificed everything, even her divine Son, so that we might have eternal life? But dear faithful, no human being could ever keep track of all that a mother does for her child. Such records are kept only in heaven. For it takes the infinite wisdom of God to record so many sacrifices. So too, no earthly reward can ever compensate for the hours and years, the toils and tears, the heartaches and heartbreaks that a child will cost his mother. Rewards for this work are given only in heaven. Nevertheless, each year we make a feeble attempt to consider all that our mothers have done for us and to thank them for it. But Mother's Day, my dear friends, is simply a reminder of what we should do every day of the year. For just as the love and care of a mother for her child is unending, so too should our gratitude to our mothers be. Therefore, my dear friends, thank your mother today and every day. Tell her that you love her, that you appreciate all she has done for you, thank her in person, or if she has passed on, thank her by praying for her. Make a return for all that she has done for you by praying for her every day. Express your gratitude to her by showing her every sort of kindness, by going out of your way to help her. And thank your Heavenly Mother as well. Thank her by your prayers, by being faithful to your daily rosary. Thank her by being her faithful child, that is, by leading a good and holy life. Show your Heavenly Mother that you love her by avoiding sin and its occasions, by not offending her or her divine Son. But your faithful, the crown of motherhood comes at a very great price. Yet mothers so willingly pay it. They willingly sacrifice everything, even their own happiness, for the happiness of their children. Therefore, let us not only on Mother's Day, but every day, be ever grateful for what our earthly mother and our heavenly mother have done for each and every one of us. And let us ever strive to lead good and holy lives, lives that are worthy of all the sacrifices our mothers have made on our behalf. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.